Hi, Daddy.
This story, Bucky and his Spot Fox Derby race. The title, Big News for Bucky. Bucky Button took the last paper from his wagon. There he said, as he threw the paper toward the steps. Toward the steps of a house. Now I can go home. But the paper came open as it fell. Oh no, said Bucky. That will not do. I will put it back together. Bucky ran to the paper. Just as he got to it, the wind began blowing. The paper, oh no, said Bucky. You don't get away from me that way. This time he got the paper. He was putting it together. Then he saw something that made him stop. Oh, he said, am I good I saw this? There is going to be a Spot Fox Derby. Bucky read all about the Spot Fox Derby. Oh, he said to himself, would I like to be in that? He put the paper together and took it to the house. Then he went back to his wagon and got in. He turned the wagon around and gave it a push with his foot. The harder he pushed, the faster he went. I can do it, he said to himself. I can make a car. I can be in the Spot Fox Derby. I know I can do it. Bucky was going fast in his wagon. He was thinking about the Spot Fox Derby. He did not look where he was going. He came to a little hill. The wagon went down it fast. A boy on a bicycle came around a corner. Bucky saw the boy. He tried to stop his wagon, but he could not stop fast enough. Over went Bucky, wagon and all. Bucky was not hurt. He sat up and looked at the other boy. Are you hurt? He asked. I was going fast. I did not see you. The other boy did not say anything. He picked up his bicycle and looked at it. Bucky knew that his name was Bart Wagon. I am sorry, Bucky said. Bart did not smile. Why don't you look where you're going, he said. Bucky could see Bart was ready to fight. Bart liked to fight. Bucky would fight if he had to, but right now he did not blame Bart for being angry. All right, Bart, he said. I really didn't mean to do it. I will be more careful the next time. You better be, said Bart as he got on his bicycle and rode away. Bucky looked after him. Then he put his wagon right side up and rode away. I should have been more careful, he thought. Bart could have been hurt. By the time Bucky got home, he had forgotten about Bart. He was thinking of the Spot Fox Derby again. He hurried to the old barn behind the Barton house to put away his wagon. Then he smiled. Mr. Button's truck was all ready in the barn for the night. Good thought, Bucky, as he saw the truck. Father is home. I can ask him if we can find out more about the race. As he opened the back door, his dog jumped up at him. Down, Bumps, said Bucky. I can't play now. I have big news for Father. Father, he called at the kitchen door. His sister, Abby, was sitting at the table. His mother was fixing dinner. Bucky did not even see them. Well, Bucky, Mr. Button said, I can see you have been news for your father, but can't you say hello to us? Bucky smiled. Because me mother, he said. Hello, Daddy. Where is Father? He's in the front room, said Miss Button. Go and talk to him. I can see you will burst if you don't. Bucky laughed, and he started out of the kitchen. Then he stopped it. Cookies, he said. Not one cookie for you before dinner, said Miss Button. Go and talk to your father. Dinner will be ready soon. With one last look at the cookies, Bucky went into the fruit room. Mr. Button was resting after a hard day's work. He had been reading the paper, but he looked up as Bucky came in. Father, Bucky said, did you read about the Spock story? Do you think I can be in it? Hi, Bucky said. Bucky's little brother. Daddy looked at Freddy and me. Hi, Bucky, said little Freddy. They were playing with their cars. Hi, Daddy and Freddy, said Bucky. He turned back to his father. I want to be in the Spot Box Derby. Do you think I can make a car that will be good enough to... Do you think it would be hard to do? Mr. Button put down his paper. Mr. Button's paper was open to the picture of boys and Spot Box Derby cars. I was just reading about the Spot Box Derby, he said. Do you think I can make a Spot Box Derby car? Asked Bucky. I don't know. Why not? Said Mr. Button. But let's find out more about it. Bucky and his father looked at the paper. Each boy has to make his own car, Bucky said, and do as the rules say. Mr. Button said, the paper says there is a meeting to tell more about it. Can we go? Asked Bucky. Mr. Button had worked hard on his truck. All day he was trying, but he could see how much Bucky wanted to go. We will go, Bucky, he said. Just then, Mr. Button called dinner. Bucky jumped up. "I can hardly wait," he said. "I don't think I can ever eat." But he did eat, and he had more cookies than anyone else. "Fun at work," I heard. "This is the place," said Bucky, as he and his father got out of the truck. "Look in the window. There is a spot box story car. Let's go see it." They went to look in the window. "There is a spot box story car. Let's go see it." They went to look in the window. They went to, "Will you make a car like that, Bucky?" asked a voice behind him. Bucky turned. "Daddy," he said. "Daddy, look at his father. I hid in the truck," he said. "I want to make a spot box derby car too." Bucky laughed. "You are too little, Daddy," he said. "Mr. Button said someone you will make a car to Daddy. But next time ask if you want to come with us. Now let's go, and we will find out more inside about the spot box derby." There were many boys and fathers inside. Mr. Button, Daddy, and Bucky went over to the place where the boys signed up for the race. A man gave Bucky a little book. "There is your book of rules, Bucky," he said. "Your car will be in the Class B race. Class A is for other boys. Now go into other room. Our man is going to tell how the cars are made." All the people were going into the next room. As Bucky followed his father and Daddy, he saw Bart walking. "Hi, Bart," he said. Bart turned to look at Bucky. "Oh, it's you again," he said. "What are you doing here? You don't think you can make a car good enough to win the race, do you, Bucky?" May made himself smile. "I don't know," he said, "but I am going to try." He turned away. He didn't like Bart, but he didn't want to get into a fight. Bart called after him, "Just stay out of my way." Bucky Button didn't forget. Mr. Button had not heard what Bart had said to Bucky. He and Daddy had been at the other side of the room. They had been looking at a big picture. "Look," said his father as Bucky came up. "This shows how to make your car. See how many parts there are?" Then it was time to sit down soon all the boys and their fathers were sitting down ready to see and hear all they could. A man stood up before all the people. His name was Mr. Brown. He had a car, which was pretty made. He told the boys many things about how to make a Spot Box Derby car and about the Spot Box Derby race. He showed them what the car was made of and the things the boys would need as they worked. He showed them how the car was started and how the brakes worked. Then he finished. He said, "How I'd like to have one of the boys get into this car to show how it works." Mr. Brown looked at the boys. Then he said, "How about you?" He looked right to their Bucky and Daddy and Mr. Button were sitting. Daddy jumped up, he said. Mr. Brown laughed. "You can come up," he said, "but bring your brother with you." Daddy's face was red as he and Daddy went up. Mr. Brown gave Bucky a Spot Box helmet to wear. Then Bucky got into the car, and Mr. Brown had him show how the brakes and steering wheel worked. "You look like a real racer, Bucky." Daddy and Proudy on the way home. Bucky laughed, but he was sore. Now he was going to be in the race. It was going to be...